Hey, welcome to Bradley J. Just saying, episode 4. I just want to start off by saying the weekend was pretty good. Had a pretty good weekend. I did watch a movie over the weekend, Ford versus Ferrari, with Matt Damon and Christian Bale. Good movie. I recommend it. If you haven't seen it yet, Ford versus Ferrari, check it out. It's on HBO. That's how I know, because I have HBO at home. But good movie. Really good movie. And otherwise, the weekend was pretty uneventful. I slept in. I did grocery shopping. And I went to the laundromat. And I should know better when I go to the laundromat. I go in. I put my mask in my pocket when I'm driving to the laundromat. And then I got out of my car and got my laundry and went in. But and didn't put my mask on, which I usually do. And I got into the laundromat. And I'm putting my clothes in. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot to put my mask on. And so I'm looking around. There are other people that don't have their mask on either. And then I felt self-conscious. I'm like, oh, if I put my mask on, then they're going to look at me like weird or something. And so I didn't put it on until I went to dry my clothes. And then I got it out. And I kind of just secretly, like, I tried to, I'm like, oh, no, I put my mask on. And so I put my mask on for the rest of the time. Usually, I do put my mask on when I'm out grocery shopping, going to the laundromat. It's the only two places I go, and usually my mask is on when I get to those places. And speaking of mask, do you guys hear this story about Chase Rice? He's a country music singer. He put on a concert on Saturday, and last night, before I was going to bed, I was looking at Twitter, and I'd seen this post come over about Chase Rice doing this concert. And then all of a sudden, I followed the thread. I went down the old Twitter wormhole, and I started reading people's tweets about the concert. And Kelsey Ballerini, she tweeted out about it. Somebody else did, and they weren't happy. They were like, man, how selfish do you have to be to go out and play a show and then have all these people at the show that could get the coronavirus and then spread it to other people? And there's a video of it, actually. You can see it on the 94.5 Country website, in my section of the website, in Bradley J's Country or Extra Country Music News. Click on that. And somebody actually tweeted a picture out, and there were people right next to the stage, not wearing masks and just singing at the top of their lungs. And I don't know, man. I mean, I was talking to Jim Daniels earlier today, and, you know, we were talking about the story and all that. And like Jim said, you know, they got to go make money too. But I would not go to a concert. I wouldn't. I couldn't do it. I don't want to get sick. And I don't, if I'm asymptomatic or, you know, whatever. I don't want other people to get it. I'm trying to make it safe for other people. So I wouldn't go to the show. And Chris Jansen, he did a show as well. And he actually had a video up of the show, but then he took it down off Twitter. So, concerts, man. I'm not going to concerts. I'm not going to go to a movie theater. I'm going to stay away from where there's a lot of people. I just am. Just going to stay away. I did read this, too. Worldwide coronavirus cases, 10 million. And I actually like talk to people sometimes about it. And it kind of seems some people, when they talk back to me about the coronavirus, like they don't believe that 10 million people have got coronavirus. I find that strange, I guess. And 65% of Americans believe coronavirus masks should be required in public spaces. I think that's where we're going eventually, right? They're just going to say, hey, if you're going outside or if you're going to be around a lot of people, you have to wear a mask. I'm down for that. I'm okay with that. I got a mask. I've got a couple. So I think I'm good to go. Also over the weekend, my niece Abigail, she's pregnant. She's getting ready to have another baby. This will be baby number 3. And she knows that she's having a boy. And so I told her she was searching for a name. All right. Her and Jacob. And she's searching for a name. And I always tell her, I'm like, why not Bradley J? Why don't you name your baby after me? I asked her on the first baby. They named him Tucker. I asked her on the second baby. They named him Leon. And with the third baby, I'm like, come on, Bradley J. It's got to be. And then Abby told me that my mom, her grandma, actually was kind of pushing her. Like, Bradley J is a good name for a baby. And I'm like, yeah, it's a great name for a baby. Come on. But Abby told me that Jacob's side of the family already has a Bradley. And then our side has a Bradley. But why not make him Bradley J? Just do it. Now, if you don't want to go with Bradley, Abby, I'm talking to you if you're listening. I checked out the baby website, The Bump, and it posted a list of the 100 most popular baby names on its site. And Corona made the list of the top girls' names so far. It just cracked the 100, barely. But here's my pitch for naming your baby Abby Bradley. Bradley J, if you want to. Because the top three boys' names, you can't name them. There's a Braxton, Zion, and Hunter. I think Bradley is a way better name than any of those three. It's time now at that portion of the show where I'm going to throw some random facts at you. Just so you can have these to impress your friends when you get back to being around all your friends. Like this fact. Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Did you know he played quarterback at Louisiana Tech University in the late 60s? Yeah, he left school early because he wanted to focus on duck hunting, which opened up the spot for the backup quarterback, Terry Bradshaw. You know, the guy who led the Steelers to the Super Bowl, also became a Hall of Famer. And another fact for your Monday, rainbows are actually full circles. Did you know that? Seriously, they are. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground, but they're a full circle. Trust me, I got that from a reliable source. A rainbow told me. Time now to run down some front page news that interests me because I'm a huge movie buff. I love movies, man. Like I told you, I watched Ford versus Ferrari over the weekend. Another movie that I'm looking forward to seeing is the new Pirates of the Caribbean film, now even more so than before. Margaret Robbie has been cast in the new film. I love her, man. So I'm going to go watch her in a movie about Pirates of the Caribbean. Also, Johnny Depp may play the Joker in the new Flash film. Who's down for that, man? Did you hear about the new Flash film? Michael Keaton is in talks to play Batman. So you got Johnny Depp and you got Michael Keaton in the new Flash movie. Yeah. What's not to love about that, man? And also, I saw today a story that I need. If you write country music songs, okay, this story could lead you down that path to a great country song. The headline is, a drunk woman crashed her pickup after picking up a drunk friend who'd crashed his pickup. It's a his and her pickup crash being drunk. Wouldn't that make a great country song? If I wrote country songs, I would take that headline and make a country song out of it. Time to wrap this podcast up. Episode 4 of Bradley J. Just saying, man, with some coronavirus insanity. Did you know 1 in 4 Americans say they'll never go back to the gym? I'm not a big gym person at all. I work out a little at my house. I have an elliptical that I try to get on at least 4 or 5 times a week. But yeah, people not going back to the gym. No, even when the pandemic is over. But for the people who do go back, they say 9 in 10 say they're going to be more vigilant about wiping down equipment. It takes a virus to make you wipe things down. Like, what are you in such a hurry from working out? You're like, oh, I got to get to the next one. It's like, you use it, wipe it down good, man. Wipe it down good. There are other people that are going to use it. Or how about this story? A 24-year-old woman in Brooklyn, New York, sat at a park to have as many speed dates as possible. She wanted the speed date. Why? To make up for the lost time during the quarantine. I guess, man. I mean, she was like, oh, how many dates did I miss out on? Let's see how many I can fit in a park in Brooklyn, New York. Go. I wonder if she got a date out of it. I've never did the whole speed dating thing, but it sounds kind of fun. It does. If there's speed dating in Topeka or somewhere close, I'd go do it. I would do that. Also, another coronavirus insanity story. If you've seen face mask exempt cards with what looks like a federal seal on them floating around on social media, obviously, they're not real. Like, you can't have this. Somebody's like, hey, man, you're not wearing a mask. Oh, hold on a second. Let me whip this out. Here's my face mask exempt card. Yeah, I got it from the government. It says I don't have to wear a mask. Those are fake, not real. Come on. Come on, people. And finally, only 13% of working parents want to go back fully to the old normal whenever the pandemic is over. The rest like remote work and more family time. So that means like 13% of working parents want to stay home, work, and hang out with their kids. You would think like work would be the place to get away from your kids. I don't know if these are people who have like babies and they're like, oh, I want to stay home. Because I think that would be the time to stay home. Like if you had young children, very young, you'd be like, hey, I want to stay home and hang out with them and then work. And then once they got older, like you pawn them off on grandpa and grandma. I don't know. Some of my friends do that. And finally, I want to leave you with this trivia question. And tomorrow, you can email me, bradleyj@94country.com, and email me your answer, and then I'll tell you if you got it right. The question is, only one artist can say he has a top 40 album in every decade since the 60s. Who is it? Only one artist can say he has a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s. Email me your answer, bradleyj@94country.com. I'm Bradley J. And that's been episode 4 of Bradley J. Just saying.